to take a break from talking about travel for a little bit, because it has been sort of miserable to travel around the country recently, because there's been a record amount of rain and shittiness. That's a meteorological term. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah.
Shittiness.
It's a technical term.
It's a technical term that meteorologists learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because why else would there be such a thing as crap weather?
Crap weather. If you look at the little icons in your weather app on your iPhone.
Yeah.
If you go to Iceland, it just shows a little pile of dookie.
Yeah, yeah. Just the little chocolate pudding poop looking thing.
With a frowny face,
With a frowny face, because, yeah.
Who wants this?
Even the shit is unhappy.
Even the shit is unhappy right now. I mean, we were talking about this before. Like, people, I think they're owed just a glimpse of some nice weather.
Something.
And I feel bad for people who are coming to visit right now, because you think that, like, by May, you know, you get, like, a few good days.
That's kind of the thing that I tell people. Like, I'm always like, don't come in the spring, because this is usually, like, spring. It's just, like, rain, wind, and it's just, like, really unpredictable. But I'm like, you know, at least late May, June, you're going to have some clear days. You're going to have the 24-hour sunlight. It'll, you know, it'll be fine.
I feel like we have been playing Russian roulette. And the gun is fully loaded. Every day, we just get blasted in the face with more shitty weather.
Yeah.
So maybe this episode, we thought we'd pivot away from travel and towards what everyone likes to do when there's bad weather.
Stay inside and eat.
Stuff your face.
Mm.
Stuff your face.
Yeah, it makes you feel better, doesn't it? I've been eating a lot of chocolate.
Icelandic chocolate?
Yeah.
How do you feel about Icelandic chocolate?
I like Icelandic chocolate.
Yeah, I do too, kind of.
It has a... lightness is not the right word.
Well, I don't know. Maybe lightness is the right word. The way I feel about it is that I can eat an enormous amount of it.
Yeah.
And not feel sick.
Yes, and not feel sick. Yes. And maybe that's why I'm thinking lightness, because it doesn't make you... I can eat... Like, I can get those, you know, the Sirius bars that they have, like the big ones.
Yeah.
That are like how many little squares across? Like four squares across. I could, like, suck one of those down and be fine, dandy, and be like, I could have some more. It's in my chocolate. My chocolate, please.
They eat a lot of candy here.
They do. A lot of... Okay, so I know we had, like, an order to everything, but speaking of candy, like, I dig the chocolate, but why the hell is licorice in every goddamn thing?
They do like the licorice, too. That's what I was going to say.
I'm not a fan of licorice, so I find it kind of... aggravating.
I think every culture has their, like, chocolate compliment. In America, we pair chocolate very often.
With peanut butter?
With peanut butter.
Yeah. And I don't like peanut butter either. Maybe I'm so low chocolate. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was...
I didn't mean to cut you off in my rant. I even ate peanut butter.
No, as I was saying it, I was like, oh, wait. Shit. Lydia doesn't like peanut butter either. So America has its peanut butter. Iceland has its licorice.
The first time I realized this, I was deeply, deeply offended, because I went for some chocolate. Mm-hmm. It looked like just chocolate. It was like a little lumpy.
Innocent
little chocolate in a bowl. I was like, ooh, chocolates.
Hello, friend. Old friend.
Because I love chocolate. I'm like, this is great. I go for the chocolate, put it in my mouth, bite into it. Why was there licorice inside the chocolate? That's just not right.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
Did you feel deceived?
I did. I felt like Whitney.
Oh, you felt like Whitney.
But I felt like it wasn't right, and it was not okay.
It's not right.
And it's not okay.
I think there are a couple of candies that I really have grown to like here that involve the chocolate and the licorice.
All right.
One is a classic combo. It's called Kulusuk. Kulusuk is a town in Greenland.
Okay.
But in Icelandic, kula means ball, and suk is the first syllable of sukla, chocolate.
Oh,
so it's a play on words.
Chocolate balls.
It has nothing to do with licorice, though. But what it is a little oblong piece of licorice that's coated in like a thick chocolate, with a thick chocolate shell. It's so good. It is so good. And I love the packaging of it. It looks like it was designed like in the 1960s with like bold colors. It looks like they're like op art a little bit on the cover. I really like it. The same company also makes a candy called Thristur, which has also got the same cool design, and it also is like chocolate. This one's like chocolate, like a little bit of nougat. Mm-hmm. I don't know what nougat is, actually. Maybe it's not nougat.
You know what? The kids often ask me what's nougat, and I'm like, I don't know. It's the stuff from the Three Musketeers.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of feels like the stuff from the Three Musketeers.
I'm like, I don't know what that, I don't know. And they're like, but what is it? I'm like, nougat. Eat it. Tastes good.
It's kind of like fluffy chocolate a little bit.
It is.
Is it chocolate? Is it sugar? I don't know. But whatever. This has nougat, and then it has a strip of licorice inside it, too. Oh, but it's kind of good. No, you just gotta like, you just gotta be open to it.
I can't get, you know what? I'm not a fan of combinations of things, just in general. So maybe, because you know what? I can suck on an opal. I can have that, or a topaz. I can do that.
So these are these little, what do you call them? Pastels?
I guess that's what you call them, right?
My grandmother would call them that. But
pastels.
But like something you suck on.
Yeah, it's a little...
Hard gummy
suck-on-y thing.
And they have just terrible flavors. Mentholyptus and...
But they're... I don't know. I guess it's because they're so, like, kind of medicine-y.
Totally medicinal, yeah.
That I can tolerate it.
Well, there's some overlap between like licorice and the medicine flavor.
Yeah.
Because here, and I think in like the rest of Scandinavia, in like the rest of the Nordic countries, they eat this salty licorice or salmiak.
Yeah.
Which is apparently ammonium chloride.
Ew.
And it tastes like something that's called ammonium chloride.
Oh.
It's got this astringent, biting sort of like, not something that you want to have in your mouth. You know what I mean? It's like what I imagine like Windex might taste like if you would drink it. It's really like, but you tried these before, right? Salt licorice?
No.
Oh, really? You've never tried it before?
No, because I, you know, I have to draw the line somewhere. Because I keep giving it a chance is the thing, Jonas. I give it a chance every goddamn time. And every time, I feel betrayed.
Yeah, it's going to betray you every time. That is a flavor that I don't know. I don't know how it made into like the candy canon. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't either.
That to me, I'm thinking that like maybe it started out as medicine.
Yeah, you're right.
And then some people like decided that they were going to like make it the candy, call it candy.
Or like it was medicine. And then like 1 year they like ran out of candy. The candy shipment could not make it because of the horrible shit weather.
That's and right. They're like, experiencing right now.
You know what? Let's just eat this. This is candy. And then
this candy, everybody knows. Candy. It's candy.
Self-delusion, right. You know, powerful thing. Mass hysteria, hypnosis, whatever the hell you want to call it. Everybody's like, no, it's candy. It's candy. It's candy. And next thing you know.
It's candy.
It's candy.
Yeah.
See?
I can definitely see that happening because it's just an awful flavor. And it's very, very popular now to put the salmiak on everything. You can get chocolate-covered almonds that are covered in salmiak. You can get dates that are covered in salmiak.
Oh, God.
And, like, they're covering...
Can you get an ice cream?
Probably.
I think there is, like,
probably.
Ice cream with licorice in it.
Yeah.
They put licorice.
It's not just licorice, though. It's the salty licorice.
The salty licorice. Oh, God.
They put it on the outside of, like, meat here right now. They put it in baked goods. It is a hot, hot, hot flavor right now.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I feel like if it's used very, very sparingly, that it can be sort of, like, an interesting flavor.
Yeah.
Not you.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
So going back to these two candies, Kulusukun and Thristur, it's slightly problematic because the candy company that's made them, it's some name, I don't know. But they call this line of candy.
Yep.
Have you seen with this?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, people have brought it to our home.
Yeah.
People don't know. But
it was they don't know.
Gifted to us once. And yes. I was like, really? And they're like, here, we brought you something. I'm like, thank you.
Here, enjoy this bowl of Sambo.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Sambo. Now, I know Icelanders have no idea. Who, like, the Sambo historical, whatever. They have no clue.
I mean, someone did at some point because they named their little brown candies
Sambos. Yeah, they're like, oh, look, love candies.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
But I think that they've lost that connection with it.
Yeah. I wonder what the original logo was.
But there's still plenty of people, like... The little logo is a little penguin with a top hat.
Right. But was that the original logo?
I'm wondering if that's like...
What I want to know.
A reconception of like...
Yeah, somebody's like, we got to change this shit. You know, some black person came to Iceland and was like, what the hell? And they're like, oh, that's yes, it's fucking offensive.
And we'll make it a pink
one. We'll taste so pink. Sorry, we didn't know.
The shitty thing is that they are literally the best combinations of licorice and chocolate that you're going to find. Everything else is just not making it. Yeah. They're not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, first time I saw that, I was like, wow. Wow. And we can, on another episode, we can discuss
where some of the badness.
Some of the other things that have filtered into
into
Icelandic society. Yeah. Yeah.
So have you, are there any candies that you do enjoy here?
Other than the chocolate?
Yeah. Have you found something that's really tickled your fancy?
Not other than the chocolate. That's my go-to.
Have you tried the Negroids?
No, I have not.
Those are an imported candy. I don't know where they're imported from. But they're little, tiny, little, you know, like Nerds? Remember when you used to have Nerds when you were kids?
Yeah.
They're just, they're little black Nerds.
Wow. Called Negroids.
Called Negroids, yes.
Of course they are. I hope that this is made by, like, a black South African. I'm trying to think of a look at the bright side. Something, somebody being funny, making fun of all... Because there are lots of candies the world over named after racial slurs of black people.
Oh,
like, God. All over the world.
Huh.
Like, you can get... Oh, I don't remember where it was. Someone was telling me about it. Like, you can get candy bars that are called Negrita. Like, in Latin, somewhere in Latin America. But they're like chocolate bars. And it's, like, in the shape... At least the packaging is like a black woman's body.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're still around, too?
Oh, yeah.
Still going strong?
Yep.
Well, if it's any consolation, I have not seen Negroids out in the store.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
In a long time. There is another imported candy, though, that has been wildly popular here. So popular here that I think that maybe they don't sell it so much in other places anymore. It's like, it's a Polish candy company.
Yep. You can find it in Greenpoint.
Oh, really?
In Greenpoint, Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, there's a big Polish community. Yeah, I'm sure it's probably, it must be pretty popular in Poland then still, too.
Yeah.
But it's the Prince Polo chocolate bar.
Yep.
And Isla loves it.
Love it. It's a nice little bar.
I like it. It's not too sweet. It's like very wafery.
Yeah, it's wafer, light. Like chocolate covered wafer.
I can eat 10 of them in a sitting.
It's Kit Kat-ish. A little lighter than a Kit Kat. It's not as sweet as a Kit Kat.
Yeah. It's like a, I feel like it's like a proto Kit Kat.
Proto Kit Kat.
Because it's been around, I think it's like been around since the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why it is so popular in Iceland and why it like really took off here. Because there's like Iceland has its own candy company.
Yeah.
But it's really been popular here. You can find it everywhere. You should try it when you come.
No, Or you tell the people. I was like, oh no, I've tried it. No. Like, what do you mean?
I'm talking to the people.
Yeah. Talking to the people.
Yeah.
Try Prince Polo.
As I was thinking about this episode, I was trying to think of, like, talking to people about Icelandic food and, like, how to think about it and how to be smart about it, too, because you can go down the rabbit hole here in a number of ways.
Yeah, if you eat out here, it's just going to be outrageously expensive.
Yeah.
And you might be disappointed because it's so expensive, and you expect it to be, to, like, delight your palate and send you to the moon, and it just kind of fills your stomach.
Yeah. I mean, and there are some, like, super fine dining. There's, like, a Michelin-starred restaurant here now.
There is, yeah.
Or the chef has a star. The restaurant has a star. I don't remember. It's Dill, anyway. It's called Dill.
Google.
Tell you. Google. Mm-hmm. No, zero accuracy.
Yeah.
Expectations. All right, folks? No accuracy. No.
Should we start every episode with that disclaimer?
Fact adjacent. You know what? We forgot to say...
Oh, we did. We forget to say that this is the Raisin at the Hot Dog's End.
Raisin at the Hot Dog's End, episode 8.
Episode 8.
Is great.
You're deep in.
You're deep in. Balls deep.
Into. You're 8 in. 8 episodes in. Bam. Can you handle it?
Where were we? We were at Dill. The food is...
Have you tried the food at Dill?
Yeah. It is a little... It's kind of precious.
Oh. The thing. Okay. You mean like portion size? Like they give you like the dainty portion sizes and it's just like,
Artfully presented.
Oh.
Foam.
I'm not froth. A fan of the foam and the froth stuff.
Yeah. There's lots of...
It looks like somebody spit on my plate. I don't appreciate that.
I mean, it was beautiful. And the interior of the restaurant is really gorgeous and like feels like very new Nordic, Scandinavian, like rustic.
Okay.
Like enjoying the materials.
Enjoy the materials.
Do you know what I mean?
Feel the table.
That's right. But the food is, it's like super expensive and I don't know. It's just not, I don't know. It's not for me.
It wasn't for you.
Okay. It's not for me. Clearly, someone from the Michelin Man tire company.
From the Michelin Man.
Enjoyed the food because they gave them a tire. I mean, a star.
Oh, you're not right.
But I think there are ways to eat here that you can get like some authentic flavor of Iceland.
Mm.
Like some.
What
of
is
the
authentic
food that,
Icelandic flavor?
Well, that's a really good question, and I think you have to have a very open mind about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Iceland, like a lot of Nordic food, I'm about to bullshit here.
Okay, go
but
ahead.
This is just like the this is just like the feeling that I get.
But you know what? We've been here. We've lived here. We've visited. We've had a feel for.
We've
it.
Marinated.
We've in, marinated via osmosis.
Yes, exactly.
We know these things.
This is science, folks.
It's science. It's science. I see that word. That's a scientific word, osmosis.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So what have you discovered?
Like food culture is like more about like pragmatism, like real food culture.
Oh yeah.
It's sort of like what is available.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What is like nutritious.
Right.
And when I say nutritious, I mean like what will fill me up because there's nothing left except for snow.
Right.
And I'm going to eat my dog unless I can figure out how to.
Or horse. You know, sometimes you gotta eat your horse.
Exactly. Like, how can I figure out to eat this seaweed?
Mm-hmm.
How can I make this bread last longer?
Yeah.
What parts of the animal can I eat now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like a lot of it's about pragmatism.
Yeah.
But out of that, I think they've made some pretty cool stuff.
It's cool stuff, but.
Like, I think, like, Iceland has remarkably made some stuff that's, like, all their own.
Yeah.
That's what I guess I'm saying.
Okay.
There's some flavors. There's some foodstuffs that are just, like, super Icelandic in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And not really something that you run into other places necessarily.
Okay.
There's things like skyr, I think, is, like,
oh, yeah.
Sort of an unusual thing.
It's tasty.
There's some bread stuff, like rúgbrauð, I think, is sort of an unusual thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, super dark, sweet, cakey, kind of, like, slightly bitter.
Mm-hmm.
Flatkaka, I think, are sort of unusual.
Yeah, flatkaka is good.
Kleiner.
Kleiner. It's like, it's donut, people. Basically, it's a donut.
It's a donut, but it has like this like cardamom sort of ting to it.
Mm-hmm. It does have a little something.
Yeah, and when they're freshly made.
Ooh, boy. I've had some of those freshly made. Hot, and I was like, give me more!
Do you know where to get the best goddamn kleiner in all of Iceland?
No.
IKEA.
Really?
The IKEA here.
People do go to IKEA for lunch.
Well, they go to IKEA for lunch, and that is a great idea if you're on a budget here.
Yeah.
You can get...
Go to IKEA.
You can get authentic Icelandic food
mm-hmm.
at a super bargain, bottom-of-the-barrel price.
Reasonable price, yeah. So that you're not like, why is this entree $40?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not going to happen at IKEA.
Especially if you just want to try something that's local, you know
mm-hmm,
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And if you got the wheels to go do it, because it's not super convenient to get to from downtown.
No, it's not.
It's like a 15-minute drive
yeah.
to the outskirts of town. But it's kind of fun to go do it. You will definitely run into real Icelanders there.
You will.
And their manners.
And their manners?
Yes.
Okay. Do we want... Should we save that for another episode?
Well, I'm just saying people can be pushy. And they can invade your personal space. And they will walk, like, right in front of you.
I think we should save it for the hashtag,
okay. All right.
Not all Icelanders.
Yes. Okay. Yes, yeah. That's correct.
That's coming soon, people. Stay tuned.
But they also... They bake kleiner all day long.
Really?
So, like, they're constantly coming out. And you can see people putting their hands on the bags. Mm-hmm. Not in the bags. Just put their hands on the bags to find the hot ones. And the hot ones are really good.
They are so good.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. I think there's just, like, some local stuff that people can try and, like...
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to break the bank to go to try some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like something when I have friends come, one of the ideas that I try to get them to do is to have a picnic. Icelanders love
to have a picnic.
They love picnics. They love the idea of picnics.
Yeah, because looking outside,
is very hopeful. I think though, like when it is actually nice weather,
mm-hmm.
when it's summertime, I think a picnic could be a nice way to enjoy Iceland because. If things don't go that well, you can, like, bring it inside.
Mm-hmm.
You're not, like, dedicating a huge amount of time to it. It's mm-hmm. just enough time to sort of, like, unpack, sit down someplace.
And then it starts raining.
Bite.
Sorry. No, but Icelanders will sit in some rain and eat and be like, that's just it's just a little drizzle.
Yeah.
We're staying out here.
It's like something that's, even if it's a little nippy or a little windy, I don't know, it's okay. You're sustaining yourself with, like, some food, some Icelandic food.
This is true. But so, Icelanders love them some ice cream.
Oh, they love ice cream.
Which I found so surprising. I was like, no, I don't want to have ice cream. I am cold as we speak. And you say, you want to have ice cream? Like, they say ice cream shop. They're like, want ice cream? No, I'm cold.
And it's a blizzard outside.
Yeah, but they will go and have some ice cream. They're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
They're really into, like, artisanal ice cream now, too. There's this new ice cream shop called Valtis that's in the Grandi neighborhood.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
I haven't been there yet, but I've heard about it.
It's fun. They have, like, it's sort of gelato-style ice cream. So it's kind of drippy.
And they have...
Goopy.
Like...
Huge.
I didn't want to say a certain number of flavors because then I feel like I would stray into trademark territory. But they have lots of flavors.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Into trademark territory?
You know, who was it
then? You think the good people at Baskin Robbins are listening to this, keeping score?
They could be at this very moment.
They have flavors from Icelandic candy, like Turkish pepper. Have you had that one?
No.
That one's like all salmiak.
See? Why?
It's like a violent flavor in your mouth.
That made a really bad echo. Sorry, people. Yeah. Sorry. But that's how the licorice it gets to me. I'm sorry.
That sound in your ear is what that flavor is like in your mouth.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
That's a fun place to go. And it's kind of a fun neighborhood, too, to go like walk around with an ice cream cone.
It is.
If it's not raining outside.
Because you have the harbor there. You have like... Where that shop is, it's in one of those converted little spaces, like right? Huts. Yeah. Little where fishermen kept their crap.
Yeah, super fun neighborhood to walk around.
Yeah.
There's some other places down there that are good to, like, there's a place called Cuckoo's Nest that does good lunch.
Yeah. Marshall Maka House.
Dakota's down there. Oh, yeah. There's just lots of places down there. It's a hot, hot, hot neighborhood now.
It is.
There's the cheese shop, Booty, that's down there.
The cheese shop. There's that new pizza place.
Oh, Flatte.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. They didn't. Their pizzas look right.
Oh, I haven't tried them actually, so I don't know. I've just heard. I've heard the buzz.
They look right. It looks like a New Haven pie. I mean, it looks like a properly cooked pie, like in a wood oven, like charred on top, like micro blisters.
Right.
But the bottom is soggy.
Really?
Soggy bottom, as Mary Berry would say.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was a disappointment.
Oh, soggy bottom pizza.
Yeah. The best pizzas.
Sorry.
The best pizzas we had are at the Nameless restaurant at Kvaderskata number 12. We had a breakfast pizza there that was out of this world.
Out of this world. High praise from young Jonas.
Because I had like my pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was really good. We had a breakfast pizza there, and the crust was like chewy and crunchy, and I'm like having a moment.
You are. You're making the face like bliss.
It was really good. It was nice. What were we talking about before?
We were talking about ice cream.
Ice cream?
Oh, because there's also Joylotto, which is on my block.
Oh yeah, and but it's non-dairy ice cream, right?
You can get it made with cow's milk or with coconut milk.
They have both.
And you can get it, either they have like pre-made ice creams that you can just get scoops of, or they can make the ice cream fresh using liquid nitrogen. And there's like smoke coming out of like little KitchenAid mixers as they're making it.
For the low, low cost of $65 a scoop, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's it's not super cheap, but it's delicious.
Wait, have you had them make your own ice cream there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What did it cost, really? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay, you trying to think about these things?
I wasn't paying for it, and I try not to look. I want to say it was probably like $6.
Okay.
But I'm pulling that out of my ass.
Yeah.
I'm not totally sure.
Okay.
But it was good. And they have, you know, coffee, tea, hot chocolate, all of that.
Yeah.
And the, you know, Joylotto atmosphere.
The Joylotto atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I like that place.
Yeah. And it connects to like a little health food, not health food.
No, I know what you mean. It's like a supplement shop, right?
Yeah. Like they have vitamins. They have, if you are a fan of, what's his name? Dr. Bronner's.
Yeah.
Like their the products.
The Castile soaps.
Yeah. They have all of that there. It's a little...
You can wash everything with that stuff.
You can.
You can wash your clothes. You can wash your dishes. You can wash your hair. You can wash your floors.
My mom used to use that for us when we were babies. She was like, because it was, you know, it's a good soap and it's not full of crazy shit. She was like,
yeah. My 18-month-old can drink a full bottle of it and he'll be fine.
So they have it there. It's not as cheap as you would find in the States, but it's there.
Yeah, we're really happy that it's here. We buy our Dr. Bronner's there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, for sure. We get our lavender soap.
Mm.
Makes the house smell nice. Because we're spending a lot of time indoors right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I wanted to go back to my picnic idea.
Oh, I'm sorry. Picnic. Yes, picnic. It's so foreign to me. Picnic, Iceland, that it doesn't stay in my brain as a topic of conversation.
I think the problem I have when people come is that they want to, like, have authentic experiences, but they don't want to spend an enormous amount of money. There are, like, I think there are some places to go out to have dinner where, you're going to spend a lot of money when you go out. You're not going to spend as much money as, like, you possibly could. Mm-hmm. It's not, like, going to be, like, you know, Dill or, like, a fine dining experience.
Right.
But, like, a pretty, like, middle-of-the-road dining, like, dinner here is still going to cost you an enormous amount of money. Mm-hmm. And if you want to do that once or twice while you're here, like, more power to you.
Yeah.
But, that's why I think, like, picnics are a great idea, even if you don't end up having them outside. When I'm saying picnic, I mean, like, you buy food at the store.
You make your own little thingies.
And you make your own little, like, snacky poo at home. Mm-hmm. And you just, like, enjoy it while listening to some music or having a glass of wine or, you know, however you want to do it.
Watching the rain go sideways from your window.
The rain goes sideways from your window. I have two versions of picnic here.
Okay, what do you have?
I have a lowbrow picnic and a highbrow picnic.
Look at you. You're so fancy.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is your highbrow?
Oh, you want to start with a highbrow?
Wait, No. Okay. I take that back. Let's start low and then go high.
Okay, so the lowbrow picnic is something that I feel like all kids have here. Okay. All Icelandic kids have here. And that's the flatkaka. Have you had this? It's just a flatbread. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they make it, but it has like a charred exterior on a little bit. So it tastes a little bit burned, which I love. Mm-hmm. Smear that with some butter. And then you can do a vegetarian version with cheese. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to go meat, you can get hongi kit slices at the grocery store and put that in there. That's like a classic Icelandic snack.
Yeah. We've done that one.
They also have these chips called bacon snack. And this is where the trashiness really comes in.
Oh, God.
It's basically like bacon chips. Mm-hmm. There's no bacon involved with them whatsoever. Yeah. But they've dyed them to look like little pieces of bacon. Oh. Everyone loves them.
This is making me think like Lunchables, like that kind of
crap. I'm sure there's horrible, horrible crap inside them.
Yeah.
And enough sodium to like kill a small horse. Mm. But I just think, I've never had anything quite like them. They're an Icelandic chip, and I think they're, I don't know, I just think they're kind of fun. This is my lowbrow picnic, okay? It's lowbrow.
Oh, also a thing that kids do here that I didn't realize was like a, was a kid thing. It's just this one child that was, I was babysitting. He came over, and he wanted some bread with butter and banana.
And banana?
I was like, you want what? He was like, have some bread and butter with banana. Oh, I was like, sure, that's something you usually have? He's like, yeah, my mom makes it for me all the time.
Huh.
And I told my husband about it. He's like, yeah, that's a typical thing.
Bread, butter, and banana.
Bread, butter, and banana. I think that would go well in the lowbrow
picnic. In the lowbrow picnic? Yeah. I can definitely see that working. Wait, so have you tried this before?
I didn't try it. I was just marveling at him eating it. I was like, wow, he's actually eating it. It's like a thing. I thought he was just fucking with me.
I'll have to try that at home. My daughter loves banana, loves butter. I've never combined them before.
I think Asher might be like, daddy!
Is it like mashed banana?
No, you just slice the banana.
When you say butter, do you mean peanut butter?
That's what I thought. I was like, do you mean peanut butter?
Peanut butter and banana is like a classic combo. He was like,
nope, butter.
Oh, wow, okay. So you got your flatkaka sandwiches. Mm-hmm. You got your flatkaka sandwiches. You got your bacon snacks. There's this... They haven't redesigned this little carton since, I'm sure, like, the mid-80s.
Okay.
It's called Husavikur yogurt, or the yogurt of Husavik. And do you remember this product? It was called Go-Gurt.
Yeah.
It was, like, drinkable yogurt.
Yeah, yeah.
This is drinkable yogurt, but they put chunks of stuff in it, like chunks of fruit and granola.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so thick and delicious. When you say
they put chunks of stuff in it, I was feeling a little afraid.
It's a chunky dairy drink.
Okay.
Am I selling you on this yet?
Chunky dairy drink. That sounds disgusting. When you say it like that, it sounds like, here's some vomit. Want it? It's chunky and it's dairy.
So to round this out, you could have your trashy drink, which you can either have malt öl, which is like the malt drink here.
Yeah.
Or you can have a cocoa milk, which is a classic kids drink here.
Yeah, classic cocoa milk, yeah.
Which is just like a tiny little carton of chocolate milk.
Yeah.
With a fun, weird cat on the front.
Yeah. What's his name?
Chloe.
Oh, you knew his name?
Absolutely.
All right.
I own a 4-year-old at home.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You do.
So we know Chloe.
Mm-hmm. Did you say I own a 4-year-old at home? That's very Icelandic. Yes. You say I own a 4-year-old at home.
She's in bed. She's in bed already, full of cocoa milk. Highbrow picnic. You want to take this highbrow?
Yes, yes. What do you have?
Rhubarb jam.
Okay, rhubarb jam.
Really good. Mm-hmm. It's not, I mean, only an Icelandic thing, but like lots of rhubarb jam here. Lots of homemade rhubarb jam.
There's lots of rhubarb to be had.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of the few things that grows up.
The kids love to, like, when we go to Frise, to cut rhubarb, dip it in sugar, and eat it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Wait, isn't that poison if you don't cook it?
No.
Are the leaves poisonous?
Maybe the leaves.
I feel like there's some poison happening there.
Maybe, but my children have eaten raw rhubarb and sugar.
A plus parenting.
And they're still
alive. They're still alive.
So I think it's okay.
So there's this white mold cheese called Auður. A-U-F-U-R. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite. It's really very good. You and I know that cheese in Iceland.
Yeah.
Not so great.
It's really not
great. A lot of just very plasticky, yucky stuff. Auður is nice. It's really nice. It's like a little bitty brie kind of style cheese.
Is that also a name? Like a woman's name?
Auður, yeah, it's also a name.
Okay. I was like, am I getting confused in my Icelandic?
Okay. rhubarb jam, Auður cheese. Mm-hmm. Also, they make a really good combo. I know you don't like combos.
I'm okay with combos with cheese.
Okay. All right, good. Jam and cheese. Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with jam and cheese.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then I like to have this on a sconcer. Have you heard of this?
A sconcer.
Uh-huh.
akin to a scone?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
I think it is the Icelandic word for scone as well, but it's like it looks like an American pancake.
Okay.
Have you seen they sell them in half moons at the store? You can get them in any grocery store. You can get all this stuff in any grocery store, by the way.
Really? Yeah. Why have I not had... I don't think I've had this.
It looks like half of a fluffy American pancake. Uh-huh. Only it has like a cardamom flavor to it.
Okay.
And it's really nice with the rhubarb jam and other cheese. And then to go with this...
Okay, yes. You have to continue.
Blueberries. Mm-hmm. Which you can get here almost year-round. If you come in the summertime and in the fall, you can get Icelandic blueberries, which are pretty good.
Yeah, I've picked blueberries from a bush in Iceland and gobbled them down.
Delicious.
Oh, yes.
And then my favorite yogurt here, mm-hmm. not like of all the yogurts and all the skiers, is from Artna, which makes the lactose-free yogurt.
Yep, that's the one we eat.
It's their Greek yogurt that comes in the purple. It's their plain Greek yogurt that comes in the purple container. Mm-hmm. It is so good. I don't know what it is about it. It's so creamy and delicious.
Yeah.
I did look on the label and like the second ingredient they list is cream.
Oh, okay.
So that probably has something to do with that.
Has a touch of cream in it.
But I feel like if you can like build these little picnic-y kind of things, it's like a nice way to get your Icelandic food in.
Yeah.
And not like break the bank entirely.
Look at you. So innovative.
You can enjoy it at the seaside before it rains. You can enjoy it on the mountainside
before it rains.
You can enjoy it on horseback. Just like between like raining sessions.
Yep. You can find one of the tiny little parks here in the city.
You can, like, have it in your car while it's raining, while you're, like, looking out at the beautiful rainy landscape.
Looking out. Oh, I shouldn't. I always want to sing. I shouldn't, but I can't sing.
You can present a song. Can't you sing, like, 10 seconds?
Yeah, you don't want me to sing 10 seconds.
Okay. So, do you guys bring, like, little picnic food, little snack foods with you when you go on your trips?
Oh, yeah. Well, we bring Home Blessed. The cookies.
Oh, yeah. The digestives.
Yes. They're, you know, chocolate-topped little cookies and matar keks.
We bring our matar keks.
And
those are like thick, they taste like graham crackers a little bit, right?
A little bit.
They're a little sweet?
Yeah, they're slightly sweet. They're not super sweet. They're like cookie biscuit type things. And they're Icelandic, correct? They are not from elsewhere.
No,
they are
from
right here.
Right here.
We have potato chips.
Yeah.
I need my salty and my sweet.
You guys got to try the bacon snack then. There's no bacon in it.
Yeah, but what is in it?
It's vegan.
It's MSG and oil. What is it?
It's MSG and just ground up orphan bones.
Oh, delicious. Taste the salad.
Oh. It's delicious.
And we like to take those little cinnamon buns. Was it Glyfar? It's Swedish. It's in the red package. There's tiny, tiny little cinnamon buns.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, because you can just pop them in your mouth.
Yes.
Yeah, we take a lot of junk food when we go on road trips. And apples and bananas.
Can we talk about... Yeah. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, and clementines. That's it.
Oh yeah,
because they're tiny little peelable things. You know.
Yeah, lots of clementines here always. Not just over Christmas, like at home.
Yeah.
Speaking of cinnamon rolls.
Yes.
Do you ever visit Icelandic bakeries?
I do. There's one on my block.
Are you talking about Brunko?
Yes, I am. And when we first moved here, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die because I'm going to be eating like cinnamon buns every day.
They're very, very good.
They're very good. And they, here's an insider tip. They start making them at 11 o'clock. So don't go in there in the morning trying to get a cinnamon bun. They aren't going to have them.
Huh.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a pretty great bakery because it's very small,
mm-hmm.
and people are coming in there all day long.
Yeah.
And pretty much whenever I go in, you can just ask them, like, what's warm?
Yeah, and like, they'll give it to
what
you.
What has just come out?
Yeah, normally, even if you don't even...
They won't give it to you. They will charge you in a large amount of money for it. Let's just make that clear.
Well, yeah, but whenever I've gone in, and we almost exclusively go there for cinnamon buns,
yeah.
they always give, like, the ones that are on the cooling rack.
Yeah.
That are just cooling
instead
off.
Of the ones that are in the,
yep.
the window.
And not the one. It's only if they don't have any of them, like are that fresh out of the oven, that they go to the ones in the window. So I think that's great.
They have different flavors too.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a muesli cinnamon bun. They have a cinnamon bun.
Yeah.
And they have a new flavor now, which is a blueberry.
Oh, I haven't tried that
licorice.
One. Oh, no, I did hear
it's
about
good.
That. I blocked it out because I heard the licorice and I was
it's
like, oh,
so
hell
good.
They have a vanilla one and also an orange one.
Oh, you have a vanilla one. Oh, I haven't had the orange one yet.
Yeah.
That place is really good, though.
Yeah. They have all... And they, just their loaves, like their sourdough loaf is delicious.
You can get Danish rye bread there, too, which is not as sweet as Icelandic rye bread.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good, too.
They have all kinds of delicious goodies.
Yeah.
And now that summer's coming up, there's going to be lines outside the door.
Because
all summer, that's how it was. Just like a line out the door.
They have a location downtown.
They have two downtown now,
Frakastigur.
Right? Yeah, Frakastigur. They have...
And then this one, the Hlemur.
Hlemur, yeah. And...
Hey.
They also have inside, where is that? Where Glow is? The Glow
really?
Restaurant. Yeah, there's one inside there.
Wait, there's one inside Glow? You mean the restaurant that's downtown?
No, not the one downtown. The one, it's not in Skavon, is it? It's, where is it? Where the other Glow location is.
I don't know, I only want to go to the one downtown.
Yeah.
We'll have this in the show notes so you can find out where your closest Bredeco.
Yeah, they have one there. And another one. I want to say in Vestergaard by,
okay.
Oh, maybe not. No, yeah, I think they do. Yeah, we'll have to Google it for you and put in show notes.
They're opening them all over the place
because
they're
the
really
place.
hot.
Yeah, because it's, I think until now, it's the guy who opened it, he was just like, I can't, he's Icelandic, but I think he lives in Denmark. Is that right?
That totally makes sense to me.
And I think he's friends with Sole from Glow. And they were like, we should just open
partner up.
Like have like a good, decent bakery
in
Reykjavik. And they did it and it's fantastic.
Yeah, thank God for that too.
Yeah.
So some other like bakery good things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't get these at bakeries, but sometimes you get the restaurants. You can get Icelandic pancakes. Have you ever had these?
Yeah.
They're very, very thin.
You know, I have two mother-in-laws, so I definitely
had
Icelandic pancakes.
You had your pancakes. So I think a common way to eat them was like with jam, whipped cream,
mm-hmm.
which is fine. You just end up having like a fistful of whipped cream then.
You do.
But what I really like is lemon juice and just caster sugar.
Lemon juice? I don't think I've ever done lemon juice on
just lemon
pancakes.
Juice and sugar. Man, it's good.
Wow.
It's very light.
I've had just the sugar, but not the lemon juice.
You just try a spritz of lemon juice to brighten it for you.
Okay, I'll try that next time.
You can get that at Kaffi Loki.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a lot of traditional Icelandic food at Kaffi Loki.
Yeah, I've never actually gone in there.
There's a great view of Hallgrímskirkja from the top floor.
Yeah.
And it's pretty popular. There's lots of tourists in there when you go in. And it's close to my daughter's preschool.
Yeah.
So a couple times a year, the cafe invites all the kids from the preschool to come over and they give them all pancakes
and
stuff
like
that. I really like that. They have a god-awful mural on the top floor, which it's so bad that it's good. It's one of those.
What is the mural of?
It's like various scenes from like Nordic mythology.
Okay. And if somebody's cousin said, "Oh, I'm a painter, I can paint you a mural." And they're like, "Oh,
you done this before? Okay, great. Is it free? Fantastic. Head right upstairs.
Have at it."
You can get lots of Icelandic food there. That you can get, the pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
You can also get plokkfiskur, which I think is really, really good.
And what is that?
Plokkfiskur is. I don't even know. It's hard to explain.
It's a fishy something?
It's like a white fish casserole.
Oh, is that what that is?
It's like a potato. Right. And like a bechamel sauce.
But it's like mushy. Right, it's like a mush.
Mushy, yeah. I don't know if I would use the word mushy to describe it because I like it.
But does it not look
mushy? It's like delicate and fluffy.
Delicate and fluffy fish potato mush.
Yes, that ding, 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 ding. That's exactly what it is. I think traditionally it was like you took the leftover boiled fish from whatever you made, you mashed it up with a little bit of potato, and then you made like a white sauce to like put it all together. Mm-hmm. But now like they fancy it with like white pepper and nutmeg and like onions sometimes. Yeah, it's really good. I like it a lot. You can smear it on your rye bread.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
Awesome. Fart for days. Anyway. That stuff is like a recipe for
toots.
For toots, yeah. So we were talking about the bakeries. You can't get pancakes there.
No, you can't.
But what can you get at bakeries besides... Kleinert, which we talked about before.
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever had Austerpunker?
I don't think so.
It's like a Kleinert. They use the same dough, but they put raisins in it and they fry it as a ball.
Oh, see.
And the word itself means love scrotums.
Love scrotum.
Mm-hmm.
Want to have some of my love balls?
Have a love scrotum. Not just the balls.
The scrotum.
The scrotum.
The scrotum. So, and are the raisins then the balls?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't think about that when I'm having them.
Love scrotum.
They're very good. They're sort of like a countryside thing. I feel like you have to leave the city and to go have those. But more and more they have them. Sometimes they have them at IKEA.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Have I tried these? I don't know. It's possible.
My other favorite baked good is called Hyonobonsaila. You heard of this?
No.
It's like a coffee cake, basically. Mm. It has like a streusel thing on top of it.
Okay.
But the name of it is funny. Hyonobonsaila means marital bliss.
Oh.
But it sounds...
Marital bliss.
Hyonobonsaila means marital bliss. But
so I have that.
Hyonobonsaila means marital vomit.
Can go either way.
I think that's funny, and that I always think that it's marital vomit when I mean.
Because you know it's marriage.
Marriage.
It can be vomit or bliss.
Yes.
Sometimes it's blissful vomit.
Exactly.
You know.
What are you gonna do?
I have had that. I think because I think I heard that joke. Now that you've said it about the marital. Oh God. Marital bliss.
Marital bliss.
Or marital vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a funny, funny joke. Make it every time we eat it. It's not old at all. So you guys don't eat out a lot then?
We don't. It's too damn expensive. And there are four of us, so no.
Yeah. And I feel like that's true of most people who live here. Like, this is not the eating out culture.
Yeah. No, it's not.
And like, if you eat out, you're mainly going to see visitors. And when I say visitors, I mean tourists. Mm-hmm. And when I say tourists, I mean suckers. No, it's a joke.
One born every minute.
But Icelanders do go out, and they go out hard, obviously, on the weekends to the bars. But they also go out during the week to coffee houses. There's a big coffee house culture.
There is. Icelanders can suck down some coffee.
Yeah. Like strong coffee, too.
Like, if you go over to somebody's house, and they're like, oh, do you want, like, after dinner, do you want coffee? And I'm like, oh, it's like, no. And they're like, you don't want coffee? And I'm like, no, do you have any tea? And then they're like, tea? I see them opening drawers all over, tea, who drinks tea? I do.
I feel like it's not just after dinner. Like, if you go to someone's house, like, any time of day, like,
that's true.
It's morning, we should have a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm having a low point in my morning. I should have a cup of coffee. Well, let's have a cup of coffee before it gets to be lunchtime. Yeah. Now that we've had lunch, we should probably have a cup of coffee, and then we'll have some coffee. And then before we go home, we should probably have some coffee.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'm breathing. Let's have some coffee.
And you finished out the day with, like, 10 gallons of coffee.
Yeah.
But, like, when people go out because they're not going out to restaurants, they meet each other at coffee houses.
They do. That is the thing to do. And there are lots of cute little coffee houses around.
Yeah, totally. Do you have a favorite?
I knew you were going to ask me that. I got to say, I don't really have a favorite because they are coffee houses. And a lot of them do not know how to make a good cup of tea.
Yeah.
They will bring you some hot-ish water, like, already in the cup, and then a tea bag on the side. By the time this water, they probably just poured out of like the what do you call that? Like a kettle that's just keeping it hot, like not even freshly boiled.
Yeah.
They pour it out of there into a cold cup. And by the time it gets to you, it's just like, oh, this is not good. It's not good. So, I mean, they're okay.
I feel, as far as like Atmo is concerned, there's a place on Skolivar Street close to where we live.
I know what you're talking about. You like it.
Mm-hmm. Called Mohka. Is that the one you're going to mention?
They're okay. I'm trying to remember. I've had tea there before. It was all right.
I just like the whole vibe there. It's the oldest coffee house in Reykjavik. Mm-hmm. Maybe in Iceland, I guess.
It has a mid-century chic kind of feel to it.
Yeah, it totally feels like mid-century in there. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. Like, lots of wood and, like, mm-hmm. gentle lighting.
Yeah, that you hit your head on as you sit down.
Boop. Constantly. Mm-hmm. Constantly.
Mm-hmm. It does have a nice vibe.
Yeah.
I go to Tea and Coffee, but that's just to get my tea.
Right, Tea and Coffee is like the big chain here.
They have a good loose leaf Earl Grey.
Yeah.
The Earl Grey Blue. I really like it.
They do really good coffee drinks, too. Mm-hmm. They make oat coffee drinks, like oat milk coffee drinks, which are really good. An oat milk latte. Mm.
So that creamy. Brought, do you like that one?
Yeah.
That is we did try the Cat Cafe, finally.
Oh, the Cat Cafe. I forgot about the Cat Cafe.
The Cat Cafe. And it's just called Cat Cafe, I think.
Cafe.
And there were like two cats there hanging out. And it has a cute little kitty cat atmosphere going on. Like there's a cute little cat mural. It's a little frilly and kind of pink inside, which is fine.
They've got a good shtick going on there.
They do. Didn't try the coffee, of course, because I'm not a coffee drinker. And the tea was eh.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you want to hang out with some cats and get some cute little atmosphere, the coffee is probably much better.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's another place. There is another place I found, but I don't know if I want to tell you about it. I don't know if I want everybody to know.
I think I know that you're talking about.
It was a cute little place. I posted pictures on my Instagram.
Is it the one that's by Frulayer? The one by the swimming pool?
Maybe.
Okay. I won't ask you anything about that. I know the place you're talking about, though.
Yeah, it was super cute.
Yeah.
And they had vegan options in their menu. Very relaxed, laid-back atmosphere. So if people want to know about it, they can figure out what swimming pool we're talking about.
That's
and
right.
They can do a little sleuthing and figure it out.
Find yourself.
But I'm not going to hand it over to you.
Well, there you go.
Just know that it exists. It is here.
So when you do go out to eat, mm-hmm. where do y'all go? Because you guys are vegetarians.
We go to Glow an awful lot because it's just down the street from us.
And it's really good.
Yeah. It's good vegan food.
I think
it's strictly vegan now. It used to not... Well, it was vegetarian for a while.
Well, they had chicken there for the longest time.
And then they had, you know, like, yeah, they would have, like, chicken. And now it's vegan, straight vegan.
Which is more popular right now. Like, veganism is taking on here.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking off here. Which is strange because it's such a meat-heavy culture.
Very meat-heavy.
Yeah.
And yet, there's been a vegan uprising.
Yeah.
That's good. You need balance, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Icelanders are really into trends.
They are.
They like to be early adapters. I don't know how long it will last.
Yeah, who knows? I guess it's because it's so small. It's easy for a trend to take off.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, blah, blah, everybody tries it real quick. And then it's gone.
Glow's nice because they have a couple of locations. And they do, I think they're bowls. Have you had their bowls?
Yeah.
They do like spiralized vegetables instead mm-hmm. of noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And they have lots of good flavors. And they're tuned into, like, food allergies and, like, stuff like that.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Because, you know, Otto has a nut allergy. And,
oh,
like,
right.
They just, like, went to great lengths to make sure that, like, his food was going to be okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. They're, like, they take it seriously there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like that place up there, too. The one downtown.
The one downtown?
Mm-hmm.
You mean Glow Downtown?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the space is good.
It's really clean looking. Because
it's upstairs. Yeah. It's on the, you know, I guess it's is the top floor of that building?
No, it's not the top floor, I think. I think it's
the second floor. Is there another floor after that?
Yeah, I think so. I could be wrong.
And you can just look out on the main street.
Yeah.
And look at people watch. You can people watch and eat.
That's right.
And you will run into some people and go being cool, like cool tourists. And you're like, okay, pipe down, kids. We know you're excited about being in Iceland. They're sweet.
Is there any place else that you guys like to go?
Vinyl.
Oh, yeah, Coffee Vinyl. That's a nice place, too.
Yeah. It also has, like, a nice vibe.
It's not all vegan, but they do have vegan options there.
They have vegan options. And it has, like, a vinyl theme.
Yeah.
Like, it's very...
It's a little bit retro feeling.
Retro kind of secondhand store kind of feel to it. And the owner is a DJ, so sometimes he's there and he just, like, starts spinning a couple records while you're eating your lunch.
But it's weirdly not pretentious. You would think that, like, all those things would make for a pretentious...
Not at all.
But not, yeah, it's really comfy there.
Yeah.
One of the places we take people when they want to come and they want to try, quote-unquote, Icelandic food,
mm-hmm.
is we take them to Icelandic fish and chips. Have you been there?
No. Is it Icelandic fish and chips or Reykjavik?
There's
fish and chips. They're two different places.
Yeah, both of them exist now.
Oh, okay.
But Icelandic fish and chips was the one that was here. I think it's been here for quite a while. They've moved to a new location now. It's much bigger now. But they do like really simple fish there, which is mm-hmm. nice. It's all like local and fresh. And instead of having French fries, they do oven roasted potatoes. And instead of having mayonnaise or tartar sauce, something like that, they make skyrenaise.
Ah.
Which is kind of clever, I think.
Okay.
They have all these skyr based sauces. So what you're
saying is it's not actually fish and chips.
And yeah.
Okay.
I mean, kind of. Like in a very, it's like a very loose interpretation of it. But it's like way better than like super heavy, like deep fried fish and potato chips.
Yeah.
And French fries. Yeah. There's two other places we like to go. Cuadros Casa 12. 12 is, I just really like the food there. Really good food. Not necessarily Icelandic, but they do try to pull from like Icelandic ingredients a lot. Yeah.
I don't think I've tried that place yet.
You can get like Korean, sometimes they'll have like a Korean dish, or they do pizzas really well there. They can be a little bit pretentious there.
Oh.
But it's okay. They were doing a really good job. And it's a really good restaurant. You're in and
out. You don't have to, you know, marinate in the pretension of it. You can
the
enjoy
the other
food.
Place that has been here forever is a curry house.
Oh, okay.
That's on Cuadroscata. Yeah. And it's called Estudiantia Fianaya. And they have a to-go branch that does, like, to-go, like, takeout. And you can also eat in there, too. Called
you can.
Less than the speed train? No, what do you call that? Orient Express.
Yeah. We've eaten there. It was good.
The real one, like the main restaurant.
I've not eaten in the main restaurant. The real one, as you call
it. It's very expensive, but the curries are fantastic. They're really, really good. I mean, they're really impressive.
Are they super spicy? Or they have
they
levels?
They can be. They can be, for sure.
Okay,
it's just weird to have, like, amazingly authentic Indian food in the middle of Iceland.
Oh, what was the name of that noodle shop? We've both been there. It's delicious noodles, super expensive. Oh, what's the name of the place?
Noodle Station?
A noodle place.
There's Noodle Station.
Not Noodle Station. It's on... Oh, God, I can't even think of what street it's on. It's over by where the burger place is, where Tommy's Burgers is. It's in that area.
Oh, like on that end of town?
Yeah, like down by the water.
Oh, the ramen place.
Yeah.
Ramen Momo. Or Momo Ramen, something
is
like that.
Is that what it's called?
I think it's called Momo Ramen.
Momo Ramen,
There's like four seats inside.
Yes, yes.
No, there's not. There's more. There's like eight seats inside.
But it was delicious.
Yeah.
It was really good, really good ramen.
Yeah, they do a really good job there. And it's very authentic.
Very authentic, super good. And expensive.
I just feel like if you're visiting here, you can probably go back to wherever you're from
and get
pretty good ramen.
That's true.
But it's going to cost a lot less and it's not going to be such a hassle.
Yeah.
And also, don't go there because I want to go there. And there's only eight seats, people.
Leave room for the locals, guys.
Leave room
it.
For the locals. So the other local food that people can try, easy peasy, is Icelandic street food. And when I say Icelandic street food, I don't mean the restaurant that calls themselves Icelandic street food.
What is that about? I don't know what that is. That is so weird. When I see that, I'm like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Icelandic street food.
Because it's not really Icelandic street food because you go into a restaurant to have it.
Yeah.
But the real Icelandic street food are waffles and...
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Oh,
which you've never had before, right?
No, I've never had them. It's a pity.
Have you tried like the vegetarian version of it?
No.
Of the Icelandic hot dog?
But is there an Icelandic vegetarian hot dog? Like,
No, like, you can just have, like, a tofu dog with, like, a tofu pup and, like, with the fixins.
Yeah. I mean, but that's... You mean, like, the distinctly Icelandic fixings on it?
I mean, that's basically what you're tasting when you eat a hot dog. It's, like, all the crap that gets put on it.
That's true. No, I haven't.
And there are a lot of people who disagree with me on what I just said.
I'm not a meat connoisseur, so I'm like, yeah, whatever.
You can go down. The favorite place to get them is at Biden's Bestu, which is the little hot dog stand that's near the downtown post office, close to the harbor. You can stand in line there with a lot of tourists and a sprinkling of Icelanders because you can get pretty good hot dogs any place else.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the little hot dog stand is cute. But literally, you can go any place else in Iceland and get the same hot dog.
Yeah, same goddamn hot dog, people.
So when you go and you order it, there's like a variety of things. You can get tomato ketchup.
Okay.
Which, I don't know why I call it tomato ketchup. It's just called ketchup.
Yeah.
We're Americans. Let's just be honest. We call it ketchup.
It's ketchup.
You can get this sweet mustard, this like sweet Scandinavian mustard.
I'm not into sweet mustards, man.
That's pretty good.
I like a spicy mustard.
Then they have remoulade, which is remoulade sauce. Mm-hmm. Not the same remoulade sauce you'll get in New Orleans, I'll tell you that right now. It's basically...
Really?
Are you shocked?
I am shocked.
It's like, it's mayonnaise with like a, maybe like a curry powder in it, and I don't know. It's not... whatever. It's mayonnaise, basically. Uh-huh. It's like a mayonnaise with like a slight flavoring to it.
Okay.
And then they have raw onions and fried onions. Mm-hmm. Like fried onions that we find on... These are the same fried onions. You know, like, have you ever had a green bean casserole at like a church yep. potluck?
Yep.
And they're covered with these onions?
Yep.
It's those onions.
Oh, okay. There you go. Like the Lipton onions.
Yeah, exactly. Lipton onions. Mm-hmm. So you can go down and you can order any of those toppings, or you can get the works. Eina mel
atle. Yeah. Relish? Do they have relish?
No.
Sauerkraut?
No.
Huh.
No.
All right.
The things that I've listed, that's what you get.
That's all right. Okay.
In the north, if you go to Akureyri, they will put cocktail sauce.
Icelanders love some cocktail sauce, don't they?
Not cocktail sauce that you will find if you go to New Orleans again. Their cocktail sauce, I think, is basically a mixture of tomato, of ketchup, mustard, and mayonnaise. I think that's what cocktail sauce is.
I can't
confirm that entirely, but
that's what it appears to be. It's cocktail sauce.
It's the same basic condiments that we've been working with before here. There's no innovation.
Yeah.
So those are like the varieties you can get on your hot dog. But I think that like that's like a good thing to get. You got nice. Like if you're a meat eater, get a hot dog with the works. There will be a sullen teenager who serves you.
Yeah, I'll be real happy. I'm sure. He might be friends with the same kid that's in the waffle truck.
That's right. That was a nice segue to the waffle truck, by the way.
I know.
So tell me about the waffles. How do you like your waffle?
I like my waffle. Well, it depends on the day, you know, because sometimes I like it just with Nutella.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Or with cream, you know, whipped cream.
Yeah, that's a classic. Classic waffle.
I think you can also get it with preserves of some sort.
Yeah.
Perhaps rhubarb, but I'm not totally sure. I don't really pay attention to the other things because I'm not a true foodie. I'm like, I like what I like. I don't care what else you have to offer. I don't care. You can tell me the menu. Don't care. I'm saying in my head, don't care. And so it doesn't stay in my mind.
You gotta have your eye out for that yellow van, too.
Yeah, it's there.
It's parked up by the church a lot, by Hallgrímskirkja. Sometimes it's parked down in Lækjartorg.
Really? I've only ever seen it up by the church. And is there only the one? Probably. This is Reykjavik, what I'm talking about. Like, there are multiple.
I don't think that this economy can support two waffle trucks. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong.
Yeah. It smells delicious. Like you're walking down the street and you're like, what is that heavenly scent?
I think they have something going on there, though. I feel like they're doing something to, like, spit that waffle smell out in the air. Because it works.
It does.
I want a waffle every time I smell it. The last thing I want to talk about is this festival. We've been talking about the good Icelandic food. Let's talk about the gross Icelandic food now.
There's a festival of gross Icelandic food?
Well, it's not necessarily a festival of gross Icelandic food, but essentially it has become a festival of gross Icelandic food.
Okay. It started as...
Well, it started as just basically a season in Iceland. And it was like a celebration during this season. And this is... What I'm talking about is Thorablot.
Oh, yeah.
Are you familiar with this?
I am.
The word Thorablot is one of the old Icelandic seasons.
Yeah.
We talked about the old Icelandic seasons before.
I think we did a little bit.
Before we had January, February, March.
In our first episode.
Okay.
If you want to refer back to that, kids, go right on ahead.
And we will hear all about it.
Or a little bit about it. I don't know if it's all about it. Go ahead.
Thorri is one of the winter months. I think it's like the deep midwinter month. So it's basically like when you've run out of all the other food.
You're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Exactly.
And this is what you find.
Exactly. And this is what's left. And it is the unsavory parts of the animals that you'll be eating.
You do what you gotta do.
And it's a food that's not smoked and not salted, but put into like the deepest of deep preserving, which is preserved in lactic acid. Which is essentially whey left over from cheese making or something like that. I mean, people still preserve stuff in lactic acid. It's supposed to be like super healthy to ferment food that way.
Okay. Well,
like the woo-woos out there in the world are super all about preserving lactic acid.
Okay. The woo-woos?
The woo-woos. The people who are into woo-woo eating.
Okay.
And woo-woo lifestyles.
The woo-woos. It's all the rage among the woo-woos.
But the things that they preserve here are like seal flippers.
Oh,
or
boy.
Ram's testicles. Yeah. I mean, you hear about the ram's testicles all the
time.
We've
talked about the ram's testicles.
Whale blubber.
Oh.
Just.
Mm.
No.
Oh. whale blubber.
The thing is that this thorblot, it was like something that people did a long, long time ago.
Out of necessity.
Out of necessity. And, well, the blot was like a gathering, like a festival, sort of. Mm-hmm. But,
Was it like a pooling your assets sort of thing? Like everybody brings what they got left so everybody can eat? Or was it something else?
I guess so. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
All right.
Maybe. Probably.
I'm going to say that's what it was.
What I do know is that for a long time, Icelanders were like, okay, we now have refrigerators. We don't have to do this anymore. Mm-hmm. Or like we can import, like we have Domino's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can buy clementines all year round, even like the bleak midwinter. I don't need to do this anymore.
Yo, put down the Rams testicle. I'm ordering Domino's. Oh, why didn't you tell me before I got started?
But I think this happened during when the Danes were trying to colonize them. And they were putting a lot of Danish culture in here and like continental culture. And Iceland was like, God damn it. We're going to be Icelandic we're going to eat the shit. We're going to eat this shitty food because this is what our people do. And they like reawakened the Thorblot.
Oh, okay.
And the first place to offer it was this restaurant. I can't remember. It was called Neistin, maybe. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. It's not open anymore. Okay. It was on Vestergata.
Okay.
And they held a Thorblot where they made this like the nasty food again.
I like the spirit of that.
I like the spirit of that.
Fuck you, colonials.
Exactly.
I like that.
We're going to eat like we're going to like reawaken our culture. There was like during that time in Iceland, there was like lots of emphasis on like Norse mythology and like really getting back to your Icelandic roots, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is, I think, kind of it can have some like cool implications. It can have some sort of unpleasant implications as well. But
yeah,
this was one of the neat things that happened, and Icelanders have held on to this Thorblot ritual ever since. Mm-hmm. And it's a time in the midwinter when everyone gets together, people drink obviously an enormous amount of alcohol.
Well, how else are you gonna choke that shit down?
Well, the thing is like it's like an angry gauntlet of food. Mm. You know what it's like? Did you ever see the American reality show called Fear Factor?
Yes.
It's like that, only there's no cash prize at the end.
Eat it! Why?
Just eat it! Prove yourself! Oh. It's the whole, like, prove yourself thing, I think. Mm-hmm. It's the, like, jumping into the freezing cold water.
Right. Are you truly Icelandic?
Exactly. Eat this testicle. No cash prize.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Like, your prize is that, like, you might get, like, a gentle nod from an elderly Icelandic man, approvingly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. One of the things that they serve, and they also serve this, like, year-round. And mm-hmm. you used to be able to get this at the drive-thru at BSE, which is crazy that you can get this at a drive-thru.
What is BSE?
Oh, BSE is the bus station.
There you go.
The central Reykjavik bus station.
It's the Port Authority of Reykjavik. Iceland,
exactly. And they used to have like a drive-through place where you get burgers and stuff like that. One of the things you could get was svith. Have you heard of svith?
Svith?
It's a lamb's head. They've split open. They've taken out the brain.
Oh, God, yeah.
Left the eyeball.
I have heard of that, yeah.
And they singe that. So they boil it and then they singe it.
Oh.
And they've cut the ear off. There's not, like, a lot of hair left on the animal, but, like, its teeth, its tongue, its eyeballs, it's all there. It is face meat. And it's so weird to see someone eat it because it's, like, one face eating another face.
Oh.
But a lot of this stuff they also bring out when the tourists come.
Mm.
Because it is such weird stuff.
Yeah.
And I feel like they want to show people, like, what crazies they are. And the shark, you know the shark that they try to do?
Yeah, I've never tried it.
I never tried it either because it smells horrible.
Mm.
It smells so caustic and so toxic before you can like get in your mouth. I can't like imagine actually eating it.
Singes the nose hairs. No, thank you. Have you tried horse meat?
I have not tried horse meat, but a lot of people eat horse meat here.
Yeah.
A lot of people eat whale here without batting an eye, and a lot of people eat horse without batting an eye.
I don't think I would...
I don't think I could do that.
Yeah.
A horse is not an animal that I want to eat.
Yeah. Didn't seem like it would taste good either.
Well, they do with enough of our shit, I think, is the thing.
Yeah. But so do cows.
I guess so.
We don't, sheep.
Yeah, but we don't, like, saddle cows up and ride them around.
It's like, carry me around for all of your life, and then I'm going to eat you.
And then as a reward,
insult
I will eat you.
To injury.
I will make a breaded cutlet out of you and serve you with gravy.
Poor yeah. little horse. It's like, didn't I do enough for you, goddammit? It's like the giving tree. Like the giving
tree. It is the giving tree.
The giving tree.
Yes, that's right. Iceland, of course, is the giving tree of Iceland.
Poor thing. Yeah.
But these are some of the fun foodie explorations you can have here.
Yeah, if you're into it, you can go for it. You can go wild. Oh, but you know what else we did want to talk about? Mm. Do you still want to talk about it?
What is it?
The election.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about the election a little bit. You know, I thought that we really ought to have spoken about the election before the election.
Yeah.
Because I think it's nice for people to get an idea, who live here especially, mm-hmm. of what's going on in the political world. Because there's not a whole lot of access to it. The Grapevine does some, like, very general information about the election, about what's going on. And, like, some very... they did some profiles, or basically they just, like, asked them questions and they published their answers of some of the foreigners who are running.
Yeah.
It takes a while to sort of get your bearings, too. Yeah. The system is very different here.
Right. Like, you don't... A person doesn't, like, just run for mayor. Like, their party runs.
Right.
Like, it was the municipal elections that just passed, right?
Right.
For the city of Reykjavik.
Not just for the city of Reykjavik, but for all municipalities.
Yeah. But the ones that we would have
voted in, yeah.
Yeah.
Or did vote in.
Or that you voted in, and I'm not yet able to vote in.
Right.
So you vote for a party, and then within that party, they figure out who would have what.
Well, they
position.
Have a list of people who, like, if they get X
they have a roster.
Percentage of the votes, they're going to get so many seats on the city council. And then if they get 3 seats, then the first 3 people on that list get in.
Right.
But there's no clear majority.
And that's what happened with this election, correct? There's no clear majority?
Yeah, and I think what happens most of the time, and in the parliamentary elections too, there's no majority, so they have to form a coalition government, which
is
not new for like a lot of like European people.
Yeah.
And when I say European people, I mean Europeans. I don't know why I said European people.
European people is just like European cats.
European cats and European horses. Who are not
European centipedes. They find it blasphemous.
But for Americans, it's very different. And
it
for
is.
Americans, it's so different because it's not a fucking two-party system.
Yeah, there's so many parties.
Yeah. I mean, in recent history, like, the Independence Party is a very big party here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on the right end of the right side of the spectrum.
Okay.
Samfylkingin, the Social Democrats, left side of the spectrum, they're a pretty big party. There's the Left Greens, who are a big deal, although they won almost no seats in the municipal election.
Okay.
And then there's the Progressive Party, which is the Farmers Party, who they never do very well in the municipal elections because...
They're more countryside.
Exactly. There's a lot more emphasis on the countryside. And then there's, like, the new parties, like the Central Party, the Miðflokkur, Sigmund David's new party.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Pirate Party.
There's the new Pirate Party. And then there's lots of, like, especially in the municipal elections, there's lots of parties that are just based on that one municipality. But in this election, the Independence Party won the most votes. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be the party who will form the coalition government.
Okay. Like, would they have to have won by a certain amount? Like, what's the...
Basically, if they don't win all the seats, or if they don't win the majority of seats, then they have to work with someone else to form a majority.
Mm-hmm.
So the reform party is sort of going to be the party that gets to decide who gets to be in power.
I like that the parties have to work together.
Yeah. There's some parties who said, like, well, they won't work with the Independence Party. Like, I think the Pirates have said, absolutely not.
Okay.
Like, you don't stick to your word. We're not gonna work with you.
Oh, wow.
I just heard some people try to boil it down into sort of, like, well, the Independence Party is, like, the Republicans, and the Social Democrats are, like, the American Democrats.
Okay.
And that couldn't be further from the truth.
Okay. And why do you say that?
Well, I mean, everything here is so far shifted to the left.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can, like, boil it down to something like that. Because there's so many other parties, too. And so many other, like, interests.
Mm-hmm.
Then, thankfully,
the
National Party, the racist party, got almost no votes.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. Almost no votes.
But they got some.
Yeah. The Socialist Party.
Gotta love humans.
The Socialist Party did not do very well this time. But it was good that they were, like, around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just see, like, some emerging interest here now, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we don't have a mayor yet. We don't know who's going to be the mayor.
Okay.
We'll probably find out in the coming week.
Yeah.
But I think next time, before an election, we should talk about some of the parties and their platforms. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have to be a citizen to vote in the municipal elections.
No, you don't.
You just have to have lived here for, what is it, 5 years?
5 years. 5 years if you are not a citizen of a Scandinavian country. It's 3 years if you are.
Okay, right. To vote. And we're talking about the municipal elections now. I think the parliamentary election is a little bit different.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I know nothing about that.
Shall we sign off?
Yeah.
It's been lovely chatting with you about food and politics.
As always.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Bless y'all.
Bless y'all. I really had to go.